Epilogue. Bringing the dream back to American small business. You should know now that a man of knowledge lives by acting, not by thinking about acting, nor by thinking about what he will think about when he is finished acting. A man of knowledge chooses a path with heart and follows it. Carlos Castaneda, A Separate Reality. This book is not simply a prescription for success. It's a call to arms. But this call to arms is not a call to do battle. It's a call to learning. How to feel, think, and act differently and more productively, more humanly than our existing skills and understanding allow. Today's world is a difficult place. Humankind has experienced more change in the past 20 years than it has in the 2000 that preceded them. Boundaries that once served us, geographically, politically, socially, emotionally, no longer exist. The rules are constantly changing. But people cannot live without boundaries, without structure, without rules. So new ones have sprung up and proliferated in order to fill the void left by those that no longer seem to serve our New Age condition. Unfortunately, in a world of accelerated change, there is little time for rules to take hold. As soon as the new rules are upon us, they too are swallowed up in the insatiable vortex of change, followed all too quickly by more rules and then still more. The result of all this change is chaos and disorder, each change bringing with it an even more turbulent world than the one before it, with fewer and fewer traditions to hold on to, a world in trouble where confusion reigns. But the trouble didn't start out there in the world. If it did, we'd really be in trouble. Because who among us knows enough to control or even have an impact on what's happening out there? If it is so difficult for us to do anything about our businesses, how in the world are we going to do anything about the world? We can't. It's that simple. And any call to arms that suggests we can is a stopgap measure, a call to disillusionment, and ultimately to disaster. Because our stopgap measures are not solutions. Our feeble attempts to fix the world can't change the overall condition. If they work at all, they can only change the circumstances in which we find ourselves at any given moment. No, we can't change the world out there. And fortunately, we don't have to. We can begin much closer to home. We can begin in here. In fact, if we're to succeed, we must. Because the chaos isn't out there in everyone else. It's not out there in the world. The chaos is in here, in you, and in me. The world's not the problem. You and I are. The world's not in chaos. We are. The world's apparent chaos is only a reflection of our own inner turmoil. If the world reflects a lack of good sense, it's because each one of us reflects the same. If the world acts as if it doesn't know what it's doing, it's because each one of us acts the same. If the world is violent and greedy and heartless and inhuman and often just plain stupid, it's because you and I are that way. So if the world is going to be changed, we must first change our lives. Unfortunately, we haven't been taught to think that way. We're an out-there society, accustomed to thinking in terms of them against us. We want to fix the world so that we can remain the same. And for an out-there society, coming inside is a problem. But now is the time to learn how. Now is the time to change. because unless we do, the chaos will remain. And we can't afford to live in this kind of chaos much longer. We're simply running out of time. Bridging the gap. And that's what this book is really about. Bridging the gap between the outside and the inside, between the world out there and the world in here. And your small business can become that bridge, the bridge between you and the world, the bridge that can draw together the world out there and the world in here in such a way as to make both more human, in such a way that makes both more productive, in such a way that makes both worlds work. For like the boss's hotel, your small business can become your dojo, your practice hall. Joe Hyams, in his book Zen and the Martial Arts, tells us what a dojo is. A dojo is a miniature cosmos where we make contact with ourselves, our fears, anxieties, reactions, and habits. It is an arena of confined conflict where we confront an opponent who is not an opponent, but rather a partner engaged in helping us understand ourselves more fully. It is a place where we can learn a great deal in a short time about who we are and how we react in the world. The conflicts that take place inside the dojo help us handle conflicts that take place outside. The total concentration and discipline required to study martial arts carries over to daily life. The activity in the dojo calls on us to constantly attempt new things. So it is also a source of learning. In Zen terminology, a source of self-enlightenment. And that is exactly what a small business is. A small business is a place that responds instantly to any action we take. A place where we can practice implementing ideas in a way that changes lives. A place where we can begin to test all of the assumptions we have about ourselves. It is a place where questions are at least as important as answers, if not more so. It is a place where generalizations must give way to specifics. It is a place that demands our attention. A place where rules must be followed and order preserved. A place that is practical, not idealistic. But a place where idealism must be present for the practical to serve. It is a place where the world is reduced to manageable size, small enough to be responsive, but big enough to test everything we have. A true practice hall. A world of our own. A world of our own. And that, after all, is the dream of American small business. The dream that has served as the catalyst for so many entrepreneurial and not-so-entrepreneurial efforts to create a world of our own. What is this entrepreneurial revolution people are talking about today, where millions of us are going into business for ourselves? It's nothing more than a flight from the world of chaos out there into a world of our own. It's a yearning for structure, for form, for control, and for something else as well. Something more personal, something less distinct, yet much more intimately connected with who we are as human beings. It's a yearning for relationship with ourselves and the world in a way impossible to experience in a job. Unfortunately, as we've already seen, the dream is rarely realized. Most small businesses fail. And the reason is obvious. We bring our chaos with us. We don't change. We try to change out there. We try to change the world by starting a small business. but we stay the same. And so the small business that was started to give us a new world becomes instead the worst job in the world. The lesson to learn from all of this is simple. We can't change our lives by starting out there. All we can produce in the process is more chaos. We can only change our lives and create a world of our own if we first understand how such a world is constructed, how it works, and the rules of the game. And that means we have to study the world and how we are in it. And in order to do that, we need a world small enough in scope and complexity to study. A small business is just such a world. And a business development program can be a means to study it most effectively. And the franchise prototype can provide our study with the discipline it needs to succeed. Innovation, quantification, and orchestration become the practice that brings us and our opponent, whoever that may be, to the discovery of our limits, our weaknesses, our strengths. To the discovery of what really works in the world, rather than what our imaginations might wish would work. For in a martial arts contest, there's no room for imagination. We could get killed out there. Innovation, quantification, and orchestration provide the belief system of our business, the philosophical bedrock of our interaction with the world. They become our source for learning, for creating, for expanding beyond our self-imposed limits. And through innovation, quantification, and orchestration, our business can become something more than merely a place to go to work. It can become a place that satisfies more of ourselves than just the technician. There is a place in business development for the whole of ourselves, for the innovator, for the maintainer, for the doer, for the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician in each and every one of us. Your small business and mine can give us more life. An idea for action. But does it work? Will the model of the franchise prototype work for you? There is an old Chinese proverb that says, "When you hear something, you will forget it. When you see something, you will remember it. But not until you do something will you truly understand it." In short, my answer is a resounding yes. It does work every single time it's applied. And it will work for you. It works because it requires the full engagement of the people working it. It can't be done half-heartedly. It can't be done frenetically. It can only be done intelligently, reasonably, intentionally, systematically, and compassionately. The very process of business development creates instantaneous change in the people who engage in it. And that is the key to its success. Those who engage in the process must remember their aim in order to continue it. And in the process of remembering, their aim becomes tethered to something real in the world, their business, a place in which aims can be tested in a concrete, practical way. The business becomes a symbol for the life they wish to live, a visible manifestation of who they are and what they believe, a living, active, evolving testament to the will of man. But I ask you not to think about it anymore. It's time to act. Because until you do, you won't understand it. And when you do, there will be nothing left to think about. You'll be well on your way. Until then, it's just another good idea, just another creative thought. It's time to turn it into an innovation. It's time to bring the dream back to American small business. It's been gone far too long.